bells ringing throughout the nation. Six photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, participants in the Pennsylvania Bell Program pose in front of the state capitol building. Photo 2, the caption, Bell student rides a recumbent bicycle. Photo 3, the caption, a Bell student, center, enjoys using a Perkins Brailler while a Bell teacher and another participant smile with him. Photo 4, the caption, Annie uses non-visual pouring skills while making Play-Doh. Photo 5, the caption, a Federation friend holds a young alligator to allow Bell participants to touch the reptile. Photo 6, the caption, a young man feels the water jet at the pool. It is exciting to work with children and to help them find the magic in words, and particularly words on paper. Far too many blind children are steered away from Braille by the schools that should be teaching them, so we do what we can to fill the gap. Not only do we teach Braille, but we give these young people experiences to remember. In Pennsylvania, the program took its students to the state capitol, toured each of the chambers, and had a meeting with no less than Governor Tom Wolf. He was interested in them, their names, where they lived, and what they were doing in this program. But everyday life is also about the little things, such as learning to pour liquids and make Play-Doh, and all without worrying about how much or little one can see. Sight has nothing to do with enjoying exploring the water jets of a swimming pool or riding a modified bicycle. Sight must not keep us from touching the untouchable, even when what we want to touch is an alligator. Boise NFB Bell Academy students got hands-on and personal with several reptiles and arachnids, including a tarantula, a giant tortoise, and the alligator pictured. The session with Reptile Adventures ended with 7 of the students holding a 15-foot albino python. Learning is about coming up with new things, understanding them, and making them part of the rich tapestry that should be the life of every blind person. This is why we have bell ringers and why we work so hard to make the Bell Academy a success.